The captain of the port, however, was a master of the lingua franca spoken over most of the Mediterranean and even beyond, as well as the archaic Catalan still current in his mother's part of Sardinia. And it took him very little time indeed to destroy Jack Aubrey's hopes entirely, speaking with the utmost loquacity, sometimes in one language, sometimes in the other, the different versions each shedding a dismal light on the other. He addressed himself entirely to Stephen, but at the same time he gazed upon Jack with unfeigned astonishment and concern. Had not the gentleman seen with his own eyes that Quelo's yard, the glory of Funchal, of Madeira, of the Western world, was utterly destroyed? That there was not another in the whole island to be mentioned in the same breath, and that even Cateros couldn't possibly accommodate anything above 120 tons? The captain of the port shook his saddened head. He called for Madeira of the famous year 1775, and when they'd drunk a couple of glasses each, he observed in a gentle side voice directed at Dr. Maturin, though his eyes still dwelt upon Jack, that he wondered where the gentleman had been in his youth and during all the years since then, not to know that at this time of the year there was not a seaman in Madeira with two hands and both legs to be had. The fleets bound for both the Indies, east and west, had sailed a little early because of Nostradamus, and all who didn't go with them were on the banks for cod or in the tanny boats along the African shore, and even the few odd remaining cripples could not possibly be tempted by a hydrographical voyage to survey the Horn and its terrible passages with no possibility of taking a prize. Here Stephen did his discreet best to convey the notion that, in certain circumstances, prizes might not be altogether out of the question. After all, there were always, or at least very often, pirates. Legitimate quarry beyond the Straits of Magellan. Oh, certainly, replied the port captain, prizes on the far side of the world, beyond the Straits of Magellan. But, my dear sir, he added with civil triumph, you will remember what happened to Magellan himself. Indeed, said Stephen, and how I regret that great man's untimely death. But I clearly see that I should...